Side swinging like a pendulum. He wasn't even a year old and had more energy than Belinda could cope with at times. "We have to head back now, Horatio," she said, trying her best to tempt him with a squeaky toy. It worked like a charm. He was all ears and paws as he turned to focus on the onion with its happy face. Inexplicably, it was his favourite. With a teasing squeak, she turned and ran back across the field, toy held aloft. Her dog-walking shoes hit the ground as she went, the sole's velcro-like grip preventing her from slipping on more than one occasion. By the time Belinda reached the rear of the castle, its magnificence never something she took for granted, her shoulder-length black hair was a tangled mess, her face had a touch more sheen than she would have liked, and her feet and legs were caked in mud. Still, she was head over heels in love with life. She lived in a castle in the beautiful village of Little Chalham, with her scatty brother Marcus, their mostly absent father, and her faithful Labrador. And to top it all off, her friend Harry Powell lived only a few minutes away. For a moment, the figure at the double doors leading to the patio seemed like a ghost from another life. Belinda froze. Horatio, momentarily confused, came skidding to a halt, churning the grass as he put his brakes on. He barked at the stranger, then, like most wayward puppies, hurtled towards him, irrespective of danger. Belinda felt as if her nerves were on fire. Despite the coolness of the morning, she stood on the edge of the patio and stared at her ex-boyfriend, the man who had broken her heart. Ivan Brenner, still ridiculously handsome, still able to stop her dead in her tracks, was in her home. He stared at her, his deep blue eyes drinking her in, before he dropped down to make a fuss of Horatio, who was close to hyperventilating at the utter excitement of a prospective new biscuit sauce. Later, when Belinda looked back on the scene, she tried to convince herself that she had only stood speechless for mere seconds. She was occasionally kind to herself like that, but she suspected it was longer.
"He's my dog," she said.
"The bag of his stuff you're carrying is a giveaway," said Ivan, his South African accent transporting her to a time and place she thought she had managed to leave behind. The palpitations said otherwise.
"What are you doing here, Ivan?" she said, dropping the bag and stepping towards him.
"I wanted to speak to you in person, Belle," he said, "after Marcus persuaded me to pay you a visit ahead of my wedding, and then I cancelled on you. I felt bad. I wanted to come and clear the air."
His words didn't tear her up as much as the surprise of seeing him had. She felt some relief at that. "Yes, he told me that you're getting married. Congratulations. Ivan stood up, facing her, the intensity of his look making it a challenge not to shy away. She held her ground. He went to speak, then seemed to change his mind before finally saying in a somber tone,
"It's not quite that simple. I've got a couple of things I need to talk to you about."
"I'm hazarding a guess that Marcus knew you were heading to Little Chalham," she said, confused as to where this was going, but trying to buy herself some time. He'd failed to respond to her well wishes about his impending marriage, so something was clearly amiss.
"To be totally fair to your brother, I only called him a couple of hours ago when I landed at Heathrow. It was all a bit last minute. Don't blame him."
Belinda's stomach flipped. How would she feel if the next thing he told her was that he still loved her and she was the only one for him? She couldn't allow Ivan back in her life. He had hurt her in such an extraordinary and callous way. It was really unforgivable. "What's changed?" she found herself saying with passing curiosity, rather than hope or desperation.
"I had business to attend to."
Ivan glanced down at Horatio, who had rolled onto his tummy and was staring back, probably hoping the tall stranger had a pocket bursting with dog treats.
"You're avoiding looking at me," said Belinda, with even more directness than usual. She surprised herself at her lack of subtlety. Ivan, too, judging by his expression.
"You never had mastered the art of beating around the bush,"
he smiled at her.
"There's a few things going on at your local zoo that I said I'd offer some advice."